Todd Smallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, April 15th, tax day 2024. Greatly appreciate you being part of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Story that came out late Friday, and it's so amazing to me how they tried to sneak these in under the radar, so that nobody's going to talk about them, nobody's going to bring it up. So let's break the story, the reports, the studies, the findings. Let's do it on Friday afternoon after everybody's done for the week. Everybody is basically heading into the weekend. Studies came out, a report from the Citizens Research Council, CRC. I refer to their reports, their studies, their findings all the time. Nationally, in the country, 50 states, Michigan ranks 40th. And in a 11-state peer group surrounding or of similar climates, Michigan ranks 10th out of 11. 11 other states comparable to ours, perhaps Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, New York, New Hampshire. Basically, same parallel as us, dealing with the same type of weather, hot summers, cold winters, temperature changing. We're 10 out of 11 of similar states like ours. We're 40th out of 50 in the country when it comes to our roads, pavement quality. Now, folks, we elected a governor back in 2018. She got reelected in 2022. We're 2 years into her last term. We only have to deal with her for 25 and 26, and she's out of here because we have a governor's race, midterm election, happening in 2026. Whitmer is gone. She may have been gone before then. Well, a new index was created using 2019 through 2021 data from the Federal Highway Administration, pavement reports on the federal aid eligible system. They call it the FAE. The payment reports use four conditions that they look at as their metrics: roughness, cracking, rutting, and faulting. Those are the four criteria. Now, the rutting, of course, is where your two lanes of tires, your left track, your right track, has rutted the roads. The center is high, but they're cupped. It's very dangerous. When you have rutting in roads, it's very dangerous because moisture collects to the lowest level. That's where the tread tracks are for the tires. Unless you scoot to the right and put your left tire up on the center hub, the high spot, and on the basically almost the shoulder, the white line, you're going to be riding in those ruts. Very, very, very dangerous. The other reason, oil leaks out of vehicles, hydraulic fluids, transmission fluids, motor oil, they line that center hub. And when it rains and continues to pound and pound and pound on those fluids, they break down. Their viscosity is weakened, and they flow down into those ruts. don't ever, ever, ever drive in the ruts. Well, the report stated, quote, it can be expected that Michigan's FAE system has improved slightly since 2019, with increases in state dollars and federal road funding dollars, as well as the Rebuilding Michigan bond program. That's where the governor put some bonds up and sold them to fund our roads. Other states comparing to Michigan, not necessarily in the 11-state peer group, but consisting of Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. So they didn't go as far out west and east to include these other states, North Dakota, Minnesota, New York, as well as New Hampshire, Delaware, Connecticut, and Maine. Looking at all these different states, comparing them to us. Well, 21.7 of the roads in Michigan get a bad score when it comes to roughness. That put us 30th in the nation and put us 8th ahead of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Missouri. Cracked roads. This is a major problem because they're cracked. Water, moisture goes into them. Then in the wintertime, it freezes, heaves the road, causes all kinds of breakup of the pavement. Well, according to that, we ranked 45th nationally and 10th out of the 11 states. The only state we were ahead of was Illinois. The rutting metric I spoke about, the tire lanes, well, found that 2% of our roads are in poor condition because of ruts. Nationally, that puts us at 26th position, 8th of the 11 peer groups. And then roads that have completely faulted. That's because jointed concrete pavement sections were off by at least 0.2 tenths of an inch. Michigan ranked 35th nationally and 10th, again, in the peer group. The only state we beat when it came to faulting was Virginia. You see, we've got a problem in the way MDOT is structured. The money is not being used wisely. We need new leadership in transportation. Now, if I get elected to the state house, I'm going to ask to sit on transportation. I know for a fact that because of and due to my life experience, delivering pizzas back when I started my 16th birthday through high school, then being a truck driver, being in real estate development, all of the things we've done over the years, I know for a fact I probably have more miles on my driving record than any other state rep in Lansing, bar none. I want transportation. Because I will absolutely introduce legislation to get rid of MDOT. Redesign the entire system and make it more competitive. This type of ranking sucks. And this governor should be absolutely ashamed of herself when we rank 40 out of 50 nationally. And then comparing to 11 peer states, 10th out of 11 is ridiculous. It can't be done continuing using the same mode of operandi that we've been doing for decades. It's a failed system, and we deserve better. So taking on MDOT and taking on the road builders, funding the local county road commissions, making it a competition between counties as to who has the best roads is the solution. This is one of the things I'm running on. Common sense business, where I believe I could get bipartisan support from both Republicans and Democrats to pass it and to send it to the governor's desk and force her to sign it. And if she won't sign it, the next Republican governor will. It's that simple. I got a couple of text messages. Well, Trucker, what will happen to your show? I'm under a license contract with the radio station. I'm going to continue to do the show if I get elected. It's that simple. I'll simply tell the speaker I can't be in any committee meeting. I can't be on the floor until 12:30. Give me a half hour to wrap up, do my reports, and then head over to the Capitol. And again, folks, yes, I'm running for state representative for the 104th House District. These are the things I'm going to talk about on the campaign trail. This is what I'm going to force John Roth to debate me on. And everybody says, well, Trucker, it's like a 60-61% Republican district. You're running as a Democrat? Yes. It's time somebody walks into that Democrat caucus and starts talking about business climate, common sense solutions to fix the state of Michigan. Enough with abortion. Enough with all these LGBTQ XYZ agenda items. We're done with taking away parental rights. We need to do something to fix the state. And if the Republicans can't do it when they're in majority, then I got to work with the Democrats while they're in majority. We'll see what happens. I'm going to keep monitoring this website with the state and see and pray, hopefully, a Democrat runs against me because I want to debate them. Absolutely want to debate them. And debate John Roth. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Mark Eby, the owner of Castle Rock, texting into the show. And Mark, by the way, when is the store opening back up? Are you already open? I'm not sure. Haven't been up in the UP in a while, so I don't know if you're open, if you're back up and running. But he said three of the current Mackinac County County Commissioners are not running this fall. Well, so they say. But Mike Patrick and I work together, and they're going to be replaced. He said he signed a petition for one of them on Saturday. That's all it takes, folks. A couple of signatures on a petition sheet. You file your affidavit. You're on the ballot. Now, one thing that's very interesting, the process is simple. The effort, yeah, it takes a little bit of time. Are you going to have to go to some meetings? Yes, you are. Are you going to have to be informed? Yes, you are. Are you going to have to know the topics and be able to vote? Yes, you are. Let's see. He's already filed. He has filed. Okay, I want to text this to someone that's talking to me about a county commissioner in Sheboygan. John Wallace, I believe, has filed. Anybody in Sheboygan can confirm that for me. I greatly appreciate it. So again, we'll be talking. As a matter of fact, we may be talking in person because I got notification that tonight, Monday, April 15th at 6:30, the Sheboygan County Republican Party will be having their monthly meeting. This is going to be at the Sheboygan County building, the commissioner's room. Oh, good. I've never been there. I want to see it. Please enter the building from the north entrance. The meeting will start at 6:30 tonight. So I'm going to be there, I think. I'm going to try to make it. I have a doctor's appointment for a checkup at 3 in Elk Rapids, and then I'll be driving up. They have a Reagan Day dinner that's coming. Saturday, the May 4th, is their Reagan Day. This is going to be at the Mackinac Reception Center, right there next to a church. So we're going to talk about that. They have a guest speaker tonight. Caleb Lambrecht is going to be speaking from Andrew Fink's campaign for Michigan Supreme Court. They'll get their standing committee's reports. So, very interesting agenda, things that they're going to be putting forward. They have the minutes also from the March meeting. So, greatly appreciate you sending me that email. And I'm going to check my schedule and see if that's something I can make tonight. One of the things that people have a question on all the time, how much time is this going to take? A few hours a month is the answer. Depending on your county, depending on, excuse me, depending on whether they have one or two meetings a month, how many committee assignments you want to be on. Some counties, for example, here in Antrim, we have a chair and another commissioner that's willing to attend all the committee meetings and be liaison to the other commissioners. If you're too busy, you can't attend any committee meetings, well, talk to those others running and see if they'll cover for you. You should be involved in at least one or two committees. That's my opinion. But if you claim you don't have time, you don't have the ability to get paid to go to those meetings, you can't make it, well, that's a different story. But we still need people to run. And this road thing is a perfect example. MDOT needs to be eliminated. And if I get elected as a state rep, that's going to be my top priority. Number one, I want to be on transportation. And number two, I'm going to introduce the legislation to defund it. Move the money from MDOT, shut it down, sell off their assets, put them up for auction, and give the money back to the county road commissions. Fix the roads in your dang county. I don't care what they are. If you've got some federal interstate highway running through it, I-75 or whatever, well, then we'll work with Washington to get you some money. But you guys are doing the work. Who knows where the potholes are? Local people or people down in Lansing who own five airplanes? That's a very, very simple question. Very, very simple. Obviously, the local community knows where the roads are damaged and where they need to be fixed. One of the things you have to understand, Dave Ajima typing in, he was chair of transportation, stop funding mass transit. And Dave says, I'm not sure I trust MDOT on their road qualities. Of course, it's called job security. Fix the roads, 2 to 3 years, they need to be repaired. They're using the wrong products. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods. They all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Spot.